Time for our local hero spotlight. Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. And childhood sweethearts and farmers, Chanya Sayah and John White from Pharmacy Gardens in Belchertown. As somebody who is married to my high school friend and college sweetheart, you've already got a special place in my heart. But you guys are big into the CSA thing, which there was a Gazette story just the other day about CSA farms, which when I saw the headline, I thought, that's like practically all I talk about. How is this like front page news for the Daily
Hampshire
Gazette?
Well, the reason it's front page news here in the Valley.
You planted it to the Daily Hampshire Gazette,
Phil. Because it just keeps growing, and we now have tripled the number of farms in the Valley that are using the CSA farm model. A CSA farm is basically where I, as a resident of my community, want to have a closer connection with my farmers, and I buy a share of the farmer's harvest, and I usually pay up front, and then I'll get a slice of their harvest probably from early June until mid to late October. It works for a lot of people who do this because they know that they're getting food that's harvested that day, that's usually sustainably grown, that's healthy and tastes incredible, and it just has people connected to the farmers who are doing the great work.
So Chanya and John from Pharmacy Gardens in Belchertown, what are the benefits for you guys as farmers for getting more members as part of the CSA?
Well, the benefits for us is that it helps us with our upfront costs, capital expenses, and building infrastructure, buying seeds and soil.
So we essentially become investors in your farm.
Exactly.
And we take all the benefits and risks inherent therein.
Exactly.
I remember one year where there was the tomato blight in the farm share that I'm a part of. I wasn't going to back out of the farm share. I know that's the risk that I take, but everyone was kind of a little bit like, oh, no, I didn't get any tomatoes hardly at all this year. So is there, you know, with the big frost that came after the long heat, is there anything on your farm that has been affected?
We lost some Asian pears, but they weren't huge part of our CSA or anything. So no, we're looking pretty good.
So now the benefits that come with being part of the farm share, if you're part of Pharmacy Gardens in Belchertown, what am I to expect?
Our strawberry crop is looking beautiful. We've escaped some of the frost with some row covers. We do also have tomato plants under a high tunnel for extra protection.
Mm-hmm. Can a tunnel protect tomatoes from blight?
Hopefully from hail and maybe blight too, because we have more control over the temperature.
If they only had a giant tunnel over Ireland, because isn't the blight the exact same thing as the Irish potato famine?
Right. Yeah.
How long has the farm been around and how long have you been using CSA?
We've been around now for 5 years, four of which we've done the CSA.
What's great about this is that we've had CSA farm models being used sometimes by farmers who are in their third, fourth, fifth generation of farming.
But who didn't use it previously, because it's kind of a new model.
Correct. So that's why we keep expanding the number of farm shares available in the Valley. And now we've added it up at CISA. If you add up vegetable and meat and grain and more, we're up to probably 10,000 CSA shares and 40,000 people that are getting fed throughout the Commonwealth just from farmers here in the Valley.
So as I mentioned at the beginning, you two have known each other a long time since high school. Are you part of farming families, or what got you into farming? Chanya Sayah.
We actually came from a town in Eastern Mass that has been primarily developed now. All of the farmland is gone, and I went to school at UMass Amherst and just fell in love with farming.
And John was going to be stuck in a sound booth.
What kind of sound booth? Were you going to be a recording engineer or something?
Yeah, recording engineer. Spent about 2 semesters in the sound booth and realized it wasn't going to work. Definitely need plenty of fresh air.
So what is the Eastern Mass town that you're from?
North Attleboro, Massachusetts.
That's where my wife, my childhood sweetheart,
no way,
is from.
So is this the place people need to go when they're really young to find their sweetheart?
North Attleboro. But
yeah.
That's the only thing that it's good for. Do you know the Moody family at all?
Rings a bell, but...
What about like the Hitchcock family?
Definitely know some Hitchcock.
He was a football player.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Okay. Our bus stop was right outside his house, actually.
Oh, really?
His grandparents are my neighbors.
Ronnie and Norman are your neighbors? The people that put up the Charlie Brown Christmas lights every year?
Yeah. Next door neighbors.
Why don't we move back there and reclaim the land?
Get rid of the Charlie Brown lights.
Well, I like the Charlie Brown lights, but I want to reclaim the farmland there. They decimated that place. It's strip mall after strip mall. No offense, in-law family. So is the learning curve high getting into the world of farming?
Definitely there's a learning curve.
We learn new things every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually began your learning with Red Fire Farm, which is a CSA farm.
Red Fire University.
He's kind of the gold standard, as far as it goes right there, I guess. So Chanya Sayah and John White from Pharmacy Gardens in Belchertown, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.